Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight for this service, and then Sister Mary, you'll do it tomorrow night.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and proceed. We are in day 3 of Tabernacles. And we're going to, let me have you ladies to cover your heads. Any men listening, uncover your heads. And let us open up in prayer. We're going to keep on schedule for this. This is day 3 of the Feast of Tabernacles. And we're going to proceed as the order calls for and try to keep it within the time. Our opening prayer. Who is like unto you, Yah, among the mighty ones, glorious in holiness, awesome in praise, doing wonders? Blessed are you, Yah. May your great name be blessed forever and for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yah, King of the universe, who has commanded us to dwell in Sukkah. And then Sister Denise.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and preserved us and enabled us to reach this season.
Are you on day 3? Sister Denise? I guess she wasn't. All right. Let's see if she comes back in. And how has your day been going, Sister Mary?
Oh, it's beautiful. Just beautiful, Brother Miles. And yours?
Oh, I can't complain. I refuse to.
I refuse?
Amen. No, it's been a good day.
How that song go, I won't complain.
Amen. Amen. Won't complain. We're going to give her a couple of minutes to come back in. If not, then I'll be the reader, and you'll pick it up tomorrow.
Okay.
There she is. Welcome back, Sister Denise.
Yeah. Now, I was trying to get the three. I got today. I got 3.
Okay. Start off where it says reader.
May it be your will, O Yah, Elohim of our fathers, to cause your divine
Ruach
to dwell in our midst. Spread over us of Shalom and encircle us with your majesty. Glory.
Your majestic glory.
Majestic glory. We thank you for your
presence
with us, as Yeshua says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Keep us mindful and watching for the hour of your return, when we shall tabernacle with you forever in your holy city, the New Jerusalem.
Blessed, glorified, exalted, and to be praised, uplifted, honored, adored, and extolled by the name of Yah. Blessed be he above all blessings and hymns, praises, and consolations which we utter. Amen. May there be peace in the world, and say, Amen. And the people say, Amen.
Amen.
Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Bless his glorious name forever, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Our scripture reading for today will be Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 13 through 17. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 10 through 13. Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 through 17. Thou shalt observe the Feast of tabernacle 7 days after thou hast gathered in the corn and thy wine. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thah keep a solemn feast unto Yah thy Elohim in the place which Yah shall choose, because Yah thy Elohim shall bless thee in all thine increase and all the works of thy hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yah thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yah empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yah thy Elohim, which he has given thee. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 10 through 13. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before Yah thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women, children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn, and fear Yah thy Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear Yah your Elohim, as long as you live in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. Message for today. We are reminded as we dwell in the Sukkah that we have no permanent dwelling place here on this earth, but are strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land, waiting for the establishment of the greater tabernacle which all the patriarchs awaited, whose builder and maker is Elohim. We await the greater manifestation of his glory as he promised. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to desire, all nations, and I will fill this temple and tabernacle with glory. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former, and in this place I will give peace. Thus saith Yah, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. I will set my sanctuary in the midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them. Yah of hosts will reign on Mount Zion, and Jerusalem and his glory will be forever, will be before his elders. The four spices, these are the four species of plants that are represented by what he told Israel to make the booths out of. For you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and in the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, and commanded us to raise up the lulav. The lulav is made of four types of plants, common in Israel, represented by four types of soil into which the word is sown. Etrog, a tiny citrus which tastes and smells sweet and represents those who know the truth and do it. The lulav, the palm branch, which has sweet fruit but no perfume and represents those who know the truth and don't do it. The hadasim, three myrtle twigs that smell beautiful but have no taste and represent those who do good deeds without knowing the truth. And the aravot, the two willow branches which have no taste and no smell and represent those who don't have the truth and or any good deeds in their lives. And then we will have the daily prayer for the congregation, and that will be you on this day, Sister Denise.
Can I do the prayer?
Yeah, it says you're the reader, you're doing the prayer. So come down to five.
Okay. We are ready and prepared to fulfill your commandments. Our Creator, Elohim, who has commanded us in his word, on the first day you shall take for yourself the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, limbs of locust trees, and water.
Limbs of leafy trees.
Limbs of leafy trees. And water willows. And you shall rejoice before Yah, your Elohim, for 7 days.
The Holy One, blessed be he, gave this precious commandment to us in order that we may rejoice before him with the Lubabim, according to the ancient custom of one who has just received a verdict of innocence, joyfully departs waving his banner from the presence of his judge. When the Creator judges the world and pronounces his verdict on those who stand before him blameless of wood, the planting of Yah will rejoice before him. And what I actually want to happen here, I'm going to read Psalms 98, and then where it says facing east, I'm going to want you to read those facings for me today, Sister Denise.
Okay.
So I'm going to read Psalms 98, and then it says facing east. You will read that, and then I will blow the shofar, okay? A psalm. Oh, sing unto Yah a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Yah has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Elohim. Make a joyful noise unto Yah and all the earth. All the earth, and make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto Yah with the harp and with the harp and with the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before Yah thy King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before Yah, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Okay, and now you would read, Great and Mighty is Yah.
Great and Mighty is Yah, Elohim of hosts. He alone is King over all the earth. My victory and my shield. In him I will have no fear. His glory and his power surrounds and preserves me.
Next one.
Behold, Yah, my Elohim, has become my salvation. His glory is towards all who believe and call upon his name. In him we will trust. In him we will be justified. In him we have become more than
In him we have become more than conquerors. And the last one.
Surely I will dwell in the house of Yah forever. Goodness and mercy shall preserve me all the days of my life. Blessed be Yah forever. In the name of Yeshua
HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen.
And amen. Your bread and your grape juice. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
All right. And then Sister Denise, you're still reading under Kaddish. Kaddish.
Okay. I'm going to say,
behold, Elohim is my unfailing help. I will trust and not be afraid. Yah is my strength and my song. Yah is my deliverer.
Amen and amen. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Yah alone is our help. May Elohim bless our people. Yah, ruler of the universe, is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our protection. Selah. Light and joy, gladness and honor for all Elohim's people. So may we be blessed. And then you go ahead.
I will lift the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yah.
Okay, and if you will take the bread at this time, not on this paper, but take the bread at this time and eat it. And this is representing, the cup is actually representing him, but it's also a toast to the Lamb and the Bride. And we do the celebration of the Bride and the marriage during the morning celebration. And you may now drink the wine or the grape juice. We have a reading from Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 15 through 20, and Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. The word of Yah came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, that they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith Yah Elohim, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his friends, his fellows, and will put them with him, and even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, that they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereupon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And this is the recombining of the tribes of Judah with the tribes of Israel. Judah and Levi with the other 10 tribes. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Wherefore remember that you being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at the time you were without Mashiach, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. But now in Yeshua HaMashiach, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Mashiach. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. And you know what? What we forgot to do and we need to do it, let us give the Most High a hand cup of praise for the cup of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father, and we give you praise, and we honor you. We thank you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for salvation. We just honor you on today. We magnify you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. And we'll have our closing prayer. We want to lift up everyone who may still be in the hospital, our sister Lorraine. We want to lift up those who are not feeling well in their bodies. On this day, we want to lift up those that are in need of salvation. We want to lift up the nations that they would hear of our great Elohim and that they would come and they would learn to fear his name. We want to pray for our people that are awake, that they would learn to serve the Most High in spirit and in truth, and that those that are asleep, that they would be awake and that they would hear his voice and his commandments and that they would come and obey. May he who makes peace in the celestial heights make peace for us and for all Israel and say, amen. You are mighty to save. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that concludes our day three, observance of tabernacles. I pray that you are contemplating and thinking on your walk with the Most High, especially for the coming year. In the future, we will we must get out and invite the Gentile nations at least, because they are going to be commanded to come in the future. Amen?
Amen.
All right. That being said, I love you, my sisters. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm. You know what? We can do a song. We got time to do our song for this week.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All right, on tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 a.m. my time, we will have the third day, third morning, feast day, morning service. So have your papers ready. I think that'll be the third day. So we will continue with the reader, and Sister Mary, you'll be in the reader for tomorrow, and then Sister Denise will be for the congregation. And then on tomorrow is what? What's today? I'm losing track of these days. Is today Tuesday?
No,
today's Monday.
Tomorrow's
Tuesday. So Wednesday we'll switch up, and then Sister Denise will become the reader, and Sister Mary, you'll take over for the congregation, okay?
Okay.
All right. That being said, may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. And not love you like Yah loves you. Fear Yah and keep his commandments. And happy Feast of Tabernacles, Day 3.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Yeah. All right. Amen. Let us play the, you know what I've been doing after these services? Y'all be gone, but I'll be doing it anyway because it just seems fit to do it.
What are we doing?
Everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. true there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump. Lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect.
Shalom, Brother Miles. Shalom, Sister Jenny.
Shalom, Sister Mary. Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom, my sisters. Have a blessed evening, okay, both of you.
All right.
All right. Peace and blessings.